It's about 4:20 on Friday the 8th of February, and Vance and I are going on a little weekend break, going to go and see my sister, and so we're standing on platform 1 to make a change at Richmond Station. The train in front of me is not the one I want. What I want is 3 minutes late. Well, it's probably going to be more than three minutes late by the time this train gets out of the way. I have about, I think probably about 20 minutes now to change at Reading. Originally, I was going to have a very, very tight connection, but when getting ready, I suddenly noticed that there was a train at 4:20 that would get me into Reading 15 minutes earlier and save me a run. So I thought I would go for it. Hopefully next train in on this platform should be my one, the delayed 1623 to Reading. Yep, they're announcing it now. I suspect this train is going to be rather busy, as it's the beginning of the evening peak. It'll be fun trying to get on with Dorgan's suitcase. Been on this train for just over an hour, and as you can hear, we're now approaching Reading. Vance has had to sit in the aisle the whole way, as I wasn't able to get a bay of seats. But on the plus side, the train's been very quiet, both in terms of noise and number of people, and it's been very pleasant. We're getting in at around 5:30. My train out is at 5:50, so perfect amount of time to change. So no panics, I think. Wait there. Sorry. Come back, Vance. Sorry, I didn't realise you. I was overtaking somebody. Vance, just wait. Nice when people talk to you. Wait, Vance. Wait, okay, got it. Steady. Hop off. And stand. Wait. Alright, how did you break off? Good lad, Vance. Find the way. Steady. This is one eager dog. Find the way, Vance. Steady, please, Vance. Oi! No rush. For once. Alright, find the way, Vance. Yep, straight on. Good boy, well done. and platform 7 should be the platform that's not immediately next to us. Find right, Houndy. Find right. Steady, big dog. Find left. Come on, Vance, leave it. Get on. Find the way, big dog. Find the way. Come on. Vance, will you leave it and get on? Right, I think we've probably got to walk down a fair way. On you go, Vance. On you go, Vance. On you go, Vance.
Behind yellow line for their own
steady,
safety
Vance.
And the safe dispatch of this train. Please walk behind yellow line.
Straight on, Vance. Thank you. I think Vance needs to loon, but he should have gone when he gave him the chance. Okay, stand here. Let's wait here, Vance. Station seems to be full of hoardings and stuff, which is for the Reading redevelopment project. They are really very thoroughly redeveloping the station. New platforms, a new bridge. In order to try and cope with the very steadily increasing number of people using the station. With it finding a member of railway staff to check where I need to stand. The sound that you can hear are the building works on the adjacent platform. Wait. The bridge that they're meant to be constructing here is actually 30 metres wide. Absolutely vast bridge. I mean, you could basically fit a whole station on the thing. So the station's going to be very different in the future, and hopefully a bit more pleasant to use than it is at the moment. It's a bit busy and cramped at the moment. Very steady flow of people walking along the platform here. I think I can see somebody in a reflective vest, so try and ask them. And they have a radio, so it's a good sign.
May I have your attention?
Come back, Prince.
We are sorry for now. 1730 First Great Western service from Newbury has been cancelled. This is due to a train fault, platform 1, for the 1812 First Great Western service to Newbury. Calling at Reading West, Field, Aldermaston, Midgham, Thatcham, Newbury Racecourse, and Newbury.
It's difficult trying to get
platform
here.
There's
so many people walking along here. Trying to actually work out where the staff are. It's quite difficult. Can't hear the radio anymore. And can't see any reflective vests. Here comes another train though, so might work it out after that.
Passengers are advised to wait behind the yellow line until the train comes to a complete stop, and please allow your fellow passengers off the train before boarding.
Hereford one. Do you want this one?
I don't want this one. I want the Hereford one, the
right.
50.
No problem. Okay.
How far up the platform should I be for coach D?
D, a bit further up. Deeper. Yeah.
Roughly how far?
I can walk up with you.
Is that okay? Shall I just hold on?
Yeah.
Do you need to see this one, or shall I?
No, you can hold on.
Okay. Right, Vance, turn around. Okay. If you just tell me how far, then that's wonderful.
Right, yeah,
find the way, Vance. Vance, steady.
Excuse me, please.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Steady, Vance.
That's it, keep going.
Okay, no problem. See, I know where it used to be, but
yeah,
but you've changed the stopping points now. Vance, leave it. Have they got the new bridge in here yet?
They have, yes. Yes, you've just walked under it.
Oh, right, okay. Quite good seeing all the work finally happening after all the planning.
It's got very... Now the new bridge is in, though, it's become very cold.
Oh, right, with the draft coming through.
It, the draft
I see.
Through, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
On you go, Vance. Vance, come on. Vance! Vance, on you go. Oh, I'm sure they've stretched these trains.
Just about here.
About here, that's splendid.
Yeah, because what's happening now, they used to stop further down.
Yes.
But now they've brought them further up this way. That's
I see. Splendid. Thank you very much for that.
No problem, I'll be back up here.
All right, thank you. Oh, well, that's excellent. Well, he approached me in the end, that was good. See what the time is. Okay, it's about 22, so we've got 10 minutes of my train.
The fella leave me.
I have to say me too, but I've got no idea what to do with the ball.
Yeah. Well, memories.
Yeah, well.
It'll last forever. Let me take your...
Are you sure? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a bit heavy, I'm afraid.
No,
you would never think that I was packing for such a short break. Steady, Vance.
Just here is Coach D.
That's fine. I'll do it.
I'll take
it. Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah,
if I go get on first, then you can hand it to me, maybe.
I think there is a baggage room over here.
Okay.
The luggage. So I'll put it. All right, it's clear now.
Okay, if you go first, then I can see where you've got. Okay, on you go, Vance. Good boy.
Not so much room.
Is there not? Okay. Can you just put my hand on where you've put it, just so that I know where to find it?
In the middle should be.
Fine. Okay, I can find that.
Yeah?
You'd better get off before you go to Hereford.
No, it's my colleagues saw me.
All right, fine.
The train.
Thank you very much. You've been very kind. You too. Bye-bye. Steady, Vance. Steady. Excuse me, can you tell me what the numbers, the seats are at this end?
This is 82 and 81.
Right, halfway down then. Brilliant. Thank you. Steady, Vance. Steady. Excuse me, can you tell me what seat numbers we've got to down here? I'm looking for number...
We're at 49 and 50.
49, still going then. Thank you. Let's keep going, Vance. Keep going. Good lad. Steady. Wait. Can you tell me what seat numbers we're down to at this end, somebody, please?
21.
Okay, held on too far. Any idea where 27 is, please?
It's in front of us.
Vance, can you just turn around, please? Turn around. If you can. This one here?
Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you very much indeed. Come here. Yeah, be fine. Sit there, Vance.
That is super. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Stamina fans.
You need to be in one of the front two standard carriages. It's as simple as A and B. Carriages A and B, please, to leave the train at Hamborough. Front two coaches.
This had to come in the car with my bag. Sorry, I'm trying to get past.
No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just over 5 minutes we'll be at Moreton in Marsh. Moreton in Marsh is the next stop. Again, we're faced with a short platform. To leave the train at Moreton in Marsh, it's the front five standing coaches. Coaches A, B, C, D, or E. Front five standing coaches to leave the train at Moreton in Marsh, please.
Well done, good boy. Well done. Shall we see if I've got anything for you? You never know, I might have something. Stranger things have happened sometimes. Here you go. Street, and then it's another 40 minutes or something, 35, 40 minutes to Hereford. My journey's end. Still a little while to go then. Finding the very jolly announcer from earlier on seems to have gone quiet now. Nice to have somebody with a sense of fun though. Makes a nice change.
Ladies and gentlemen, now approaching Worcester Shrub Hill. Worcester Shrub Hill is our next stop. Worcester Shrub Hill. On departure from Worcester Shrub Hill, the train continues to Hereford, cutting at Worcester Foregate Street, Malvern Link, Great Malvern, Colwall, Ledbury and Hereford. Worcester Shrub Hill is the next stop, followed by Worcester Foregate Street. Now, Worcester Shrub Hill, the whole train fits on the platform, but at Worcester Foregate Street, you do need to be in one of the front five coaches. Front five coaches to leave the train at Worcester Foregate Street, please. And you change at Worcester Foregate Street for Kidderminster and Birmingham. This is Worcester Shrub Hill, the next stop.
We're now trundling the fairly short distance between Shrub Hill and Foregate Street stations. Funny, a woman just came down the train giving out little leaflets and saying how there was going to be a great night on. She didn't actually elaborate to say where this great night was.
Next up, the service is Worcester Foregate Street.
It sounded as though she'd already been there before. It's completely cracked up.
Coaches A, B, C, D, and E. Coach F next to buffet will not be next to platform, so please move forward. That's Worcester Foregate Street, the next stop.
So perhaps she was selling it just on the basis of the evening after the morning after the night before. Now 7:44, and we are due into Hereford at a minute before forward a little. Just stand. Wait, Vance. Steady. Slow down, Vance. Steady. You won't get there any quicker. Just wait there. It's a piece of... Good boy. Wait, Vance. All right, thank you. Vance, wait. Sorry. Is that okay? It's a bit heavy.
It's okay. I've got
go on, Vance.
There you go.
Perfect. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, Vance. Just wait there. Is it not? And there was me thinking I'd brought everything with me. Just wait, Vance.
You need to go.
It's okay. Vance, I said wait.
You might know better where you're going than I
do. I don't know. I haven't been here for a long time.
I don't know. I've never been to
visit. Oh, right. Yeah, I think I do know where I'm going, just about. Steady, Vance.
Next train to arrive at platform 3 will be the 2039
Marine Trans Wales service to... Yeah, this is the first time I've been here in 7 years I was working out. Left college in Hereford over 10 years ago. On you go, Vance. And steps.
Do you need a hand check? Carry that for you?
It's all right, don't worry, sure? I'll be fine. Thank you, though. It's very kind. Steady. Wait, steady.
You're quite good for pulling up a hill.
It's very handy. Wait, steady. On you go, then. Good lad. Go on, Vance. Steady. And stand. And go. Okay, let's keep going, then, Vance. Steady, Vance. Good, minute. Okay, Vance steps, Vance. Wait. No, Vance. Leave it. Okay. Now, steady. Let's go. Steady. And stand. Steady. Now, forward. Steady. And a bit more steady. Good boy. Wait. Leave it. Come on. Get on. Right. Should be meeting my sister here now. Ticklers. On you go, Handy. Steady. God, one very excited dog. Steady, Handy. Have we got a wide gate? No, Vance, no. Steady. Steady. Ah. Guess who? Oh, my giddy aunt.
Hello, I stay outside till
you got... Oh, I'm so glad you weren't at the bottom of the stairs. I think you would have pulled me down them. Vance, excuse me, come on. Come here.
Hello, I know.
See, I told you we were seeing Jessica.
Exciting.
Do you believe me?
Exciting.
Would you mind holding him just a sec? I'm just going
that's
to...
Fine.
If you can hold him. Yeah. Let me just turn my recording thingy off. I should say, just before I finish this, that was 4 hours Richmond to Hereford. And how long from here to Brecon, do you think?
About 50 minutes.
50 minutes, all right. So, not too far. Right. Now. No. Well, we are in Wales, aren't we?
Yes.
We crossed over the border. Got through the minefields.
Very dramatic.
It was. Didn't see the flag though because it's too dark. About 10 minutes ago. And we've gone past Hay on Wye and we're somewhere between Hay on Wye and Brecon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good on specifics.
Yeah. It is dark.
It is dark, it's true. It's true.
You would have said the same thing anyway, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Is it raining? I can hear rain. Yeah. And obviously we're listening to Fleetwood Mac. You would never have guessed, would you? Well, I would say that there are other exciting things, but to be honest, I'm a bit too tired having left Richmond at whatever time I left. What time did I leave Richmond? 4:20. But it's been a fine journey. But looking forward to getting to Jessica's. Think of anything else to say?
No.
Okay. The big houndy's nice and tired as well now, isn't he?
He is.
Sighing.
Got over his excitement.
He was quite excited.
He's just disappointed not seeing Matt, to be
honest. It's true. It's true, he was.
Just up to the last major road to take us to Brockley's.
He was, I think, particularly... Well, he got his first bit of disappointment when we went to platform 1 at Richmond instead of platform 2. Oh. It isn't right.
It's the weekend, we should be going home. Gone left there, that'd
be
to Hay on Wye.
Ah, again.
But now you get the gist of...
All roads lead to Hay on Wye.
What direction we're going in.
Excellent.
Away from Hay on Wye.
And I presume we've just had a great big loop around Hay on Wye, so to be honest, we could be going in any direction. Quite hammerable, this one, isn't it? Did I think?
I'm not really a hammer.
Or whistlable. You're not really a whistler either.
Fine. Hole in the road.
See, now that's what I expected at the border.
We're now nearing Three Cocks.
Three Cocks?
Yes.
Excellent.
Also known as
Aberhunfee.
It's just said on the sign.
Aberhunfee? Does that mean three cocks?
Apparently so. Well, not necessarily, actually, no.
it's probably, knowing Welsh, it's probably the three cocks married to the three hens next to the big hen house behind the green church.
Alright, we're going to look it up just to prove you wrong.
Well, I was just thinking, you know that what the really long station name on Anglesey? That one's something like, you know, the purple cave next to this water spring. And it was made up just for tourists.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was deliberately made up in order to have the longest station name in the world.
Yeah, it must have been bored.
Indeed. Well, anyway, Audioboo people, thank you for joining me on this journey. In spirit, if not in person. I shall... What, the whole of Audioboo? It would have been a busy train, wouldn't it? Indeed. Hope you've enjoyed the journey, and no doubt I will be booing from Wales.